Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr, and my guest is Ed Tick, and he has a new book out called Soul Medicine, Healing Through Dream Incubation, Visions, Oracles, and Pilgrimages. And before the break, Ed, you were talking about the healing, spinal stenosis, and how a lot of the diagnosis you were getting were to do the injections and various symptomatic effects. How did you get to the base of the soul medicine part of it? Could you give us an example?
Sure. I can give many. All right. So one matter is what we were saying earlier, that we need our healers to listen deeply to us, to not just ask what our symptoms are and give automatic responses through surgeries or through medications. Here's a drug to take care of the symptom.
Right.
So when we wipe out the symptom, we're actually wiping out the messages that our souls are giving us, that our spiritual centers are giving us. Symptoms are symbols from our center through our body, trying to tell us what is going on, what's wrong, when we haven't been listening, or when for a long time our lifestyles and practices have accumulated and we've ignored our true deep needs. So back to my spinal stenosis. As I shared, most medical professionals just listen to the symptom and wanted to give injections and surgery. And I refused that. I refused that and kept looking for help and support. Mm-hmm. Only one physician in all of my searching said to me, I don't want to hear the diagnosis. We don't even know if the diagnosis is right. Please sit down and tell me your experiences. So he wanted to hear how I'm experiencing the symptoms in my body. And he also wanted to hear how long I've had them, how they're related to my life story, when did I first notice them, and how do I deal with pressure and stress? So he was the only physician of 5 years of searching who did any deep listening to me. Mm. Beyond that, I want to talk about how I learned about...
Just real quick, did it help?
Mm-hmm.
It did? Was that an effective result for you to have that? What was the result of the back?
The result of that was for me to say, oh, I actually don't have stenosis. He said that after years of searching and so many professionals saying, because we looked at your MRI, that's what you had. No, actually, I've had spinal degeneration for decades, but it never broke down. And it what helped was, what are you experiencing? Why now in your life cycle,
right,
has the pressure built up so much that you're registering this as a disability? And what do you have to do with your life to lighten your burdens? So the deep talking affirmed that I was going in the right direction of looking at my whole being, not just treating the symptoms. I'm going to jump to something else, the dream incubation.
Yes.
I did have dream incubations about this condition, and some extraordinary things happened that are almost unbelievable. So as we said, dream incubation occurred when people remove themselves from the mainstream and went on healing pilgrimages or to holistic health centers and remove themselves, fasted, prayed, focused on whatever need is coming through their body and their lives, and asking for help from the divine. So I lead, as we're sharing tonight, I lead healing journeys to Greece. I also lead healing journeys to Vietnam, and I've been working with our veterans in these manners, holistic healing of post-traumatic stress disorder for decades.
That is fascinating. I want to talk with you about that.
Which... Yeah, we can go there and we can
yes.
put them together. I'm going to share a dream incubation that I actually experienced in Vietnam about healing my spinal stenosis.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. So this is put all the world traditions together into their universal components and symbols. I had a group in Vietnam. We were in the Mekong Delta in a very remote area. We were staying for several nights in a little compound of a Viet Cong veteran who's become a friend and has helped us help American veterans heal. So he has a compound built on stilts right above the Mekong River. I was sleeping on a cot there with my stenosis. It was bad that time. I was on crutches. I couldn't even walk upright. Well, one night, sleeping on that river and hoping and praying for some relief from my pain and my struggles, I had a dream that a giant snake, like a 4-foot-long snake, came out of the river, climbed up the pilings, climbed up onto my cot, and bit me in, sank its fangs right into my left thigh. And even right now, as I tell you that story, I can feel in my thigh where that dream snake bit me. So that's in the Asclepian tradition. I was asleep at night on retreat in a remote place. And a snake crawled up like a giant caduceus and wrapped around mm-hmm. the pilings and mm-hmm. climbed up out of the river and up onto my cot and then bit me. What I experienced, I was walking on crutches then. When I woke up that morning after that snake bite dream, I had no pain. I had no struggle. I didn't need the crutches at all. I was dancing.
Wow.
I was climbing mountains again. I was dancing. I was dancing through the streets of Vietnam, singing and completely pain-free. So this is an example of a spontaneous dream incubation on issues I've been working on for years while I was on a healing journey trying to help others. Mm-hmm. And it came in this ancient Asclepian form that, of course, I immediately recognized because I've been working in this tradition.
Right, right. What
that
an
It also taught me that my body can do this. That, yes, in fact, this is a holistic problem, not a physical deterioration. When medical professionals have been telling me that I was chronically disabled and I'd probably end up in a wheelchair. But the dream showed me that, no, that's not the case, and I can somehow be in better balance with my life, with my burdens, and I can learn to walk again and dance and climb mountains, which I now can do.
And you still, that lasted for you. That's incredible.
It's 5 years later, and I'm fine. Really, I can climb again. I can hike and climb mountains again, and I have very little pain.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I'm not saying that that we don't also have physiological conditions and challenges.
Right.
I do have neuropathy in my feet. Mm-hmm. So I have reminders that my body was afflicted and changes have happened in my body. But beyond that, I don't have issues and I'm very happy and doing well.
Well, and that also, it has to do with the Vietnam and the trips. Were you in the Vietnam War?
No, I wasn't. I'm that age. I'm 71. So I was in college during the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. and I was protesting it quite passionately. I wasn't a leader. I was in the front lines of the protest movement.
And now you bring groups there to cause healing, right? That are really struggling with PTSD from that war, right?
Oh, yes. I've been... we can connect these the Greek and the Vietnamese wars and traditions as well, if we can go in that direction. But yes, I've been working with our veterans from Vietnam since the late 1970s, before post-traumatic stress disorder was even a diagnosis.
Wow.
I'll put this together with our Greek studies. It's really fascinating. So I worked... I began in the mid to late 1970s. I was working as a psychotherapist with our veterans for about 8 or 10 years. I realized that as the problems of post-traumatic stress disorder are so deep, so comprehensive, that ordinary talk therapy was not going to be enough to heal them.
Right.
I went to Greece, actually. This is way back 1987. After about a decade of work with our veterans, I went to Greece to study the ancient citizen warrior tradition there. Warfare was so endemic to their culture that I assumed that, and to world history, that I assumed that other cultures from other times and places must have had comprehensive ways for bringing their veterans home and healing the wound we call PTSD. Well, in my lifelong work in these traditions, I've learned that what the wound we call PTSD has been part of civilization and part of violence and warfare forever. The word trauma itself comes from ancient Greek. It is an ancient Greek word that meant a stabbing or a piercing wound, like from a spear or an arrow or a sword. But to the ancient people, the piercing was to the soul as well as to the body. Everything, when we are wounded, when we are violated, the origin of the word violence violates our being. Every part of us is wounded, not just our body, but our minds, our hearts, our souls as well. So I was going to Greece to study this. I went to, it's a place called Epidaurus in the English spelling, and it was the principal healing sanctuary of the ancient world. Mm. I didn't know that at the time. I went to see ancient theater. It has a huge 14,000-seat theater in the ancient world that's still used every summer for
concerts.
Ancient theater festivals.
Uh-huh.
The night I went, the play The Trojan Women was in performance. The Trojan Women was by Euripides. Euripides had been a general in the Athenian army. He wrote this play to protest what the Athenians were doing during the Peloponnesian War. He was actually protesting atrocities that the army was committing, even though he had been a general and very devoted to his people and his service. All right, so I saw that play in the ancient sanctuary.
Yes.
And at night, by torchlight, nothing it was really performed in the ancient way. It was extraordinary.
Nice, yes.
During that play, that play demonstrates all the wounds of war. Mm. It happens after the Trojan War, when the Greeks have defeated the Trojans and they're sacking the city. They're taking all the women away as prisoners and as slaves. They've killed all the men. They're killing off the children. So we see all of the horrors of war portrayed on the stage in the most intense, dramatic form with very, very moving poetry. I experienced, we used the word catharsis earlier, I experienced catharsis in that play. The word anathema is also ancient Greek, and the Queen of Troy was screaming from the core of her being, anathema, anathema, anathema. War is anathema. It's against the theme, against the way, against the order of life.
Right.
It's destructive and reverses everything. Well, it's hard to describe what I experienced in the theater that night, but it changed my life. I went to that play as a healer for Vietnam veterans. I realized through that play that all wars from all times and all places are the same. Mm. It's not primarily about politics or economics in the moment. It's about the horrors that we do to life and how we turn our creative energies, our resources, each other against the life force itself. And anathema is the soul wound that anybody feels coming out of war. I'd gone into the theater thinking of myself as a psychotherapist for Vietnam veterans. I came out of the theater saying, no, I'm called to address and heal violent trauma anytime, in any way, in whatever form it comes. Mm. And all wars and acts of violence are essentially the same. They're archetypal. They recur again and again, and they have the same themes throughout history. And so I'm called to address and heal all of this. And that cathartic experience I had changed my attitudes and my values and my understanding of warfare and the human relationship to it forever. And it also taught me what theater can do as
yes.
an intense healing experience. And it also propelled me, as I said, the theater was at the principal healing sanctuary. And so I said, I don't know anything about this healing tradition, and I don't know why theaters are here, so I need to research this. And that's when I began researching and using the Asclepian tradition and applying it to everybody's healing needs.
The theater essentially is just like the dream incubation, because it's a dark space and it has these images that are supplied for you. But if you go deep enough into it, you could get your own healing, as you just did, as you just described.
Exactly. And that's what you do with story as well.
Mm.
Encourage people to tell their stories as fully, as symbolically, as emotionally as they possibly can.
Yes.
And that itself, they put their story together, the different puzzle pieces of their lives, mm-hmm. and they achieve healing through catharsis of the buried emotions and through the expression and through making it public, through sharing, not just keeping the stories locked up inside
yes,
us.
That's so exactly that's what I teach. Yes.
And that's what theater does for us.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
This is so fascinating because, I mean, I will just coincidentally, my father's not only a doctor, but he was also a Vietnam vet. And he also had these experiences of PTSD, regardless of his ability to heal it, and went through the typical neuropathy of the Vietnam tragedy because of Agent Orange. And I know that there had to been just as much damage that was done to the Vietnamese people and their land by killing all the foliage and the forestry and the people and the devastation that happened there. It is a universal theme. As you mentioned, war is harm to all humanity in that case. And that's an incredible humanitarian perspective that you saw, and that you take people there is your story continuing to play itself out over and over again. And that's a perfect example of how story heals.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.